You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People all over the world are having a bad time. Millions do not know where to turn. Is there any light for a world like that? Jesus Christ said there is.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father, let the world know your grace and glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Light the candle of our lives, that people may have faith and good works, and may glorify you as their Lord and Savior. Help us, God, to pass on the good news, not about us, but about you and your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Jesus Christ said to his people, "You are the light of the world." They did not say it to him. He said it to them. Christ's people could have said to him, "You are the light of the world." And they would have been right. He is the light of the world. He said, "I am the light of the world." On one occasion he cried out and said, "He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. He that sees me sees him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Light is not just pretty. It is meant to be seen. It dispels the darkness. It has a saving quality about it, that people may find their way and be rescued from all that groping about, which causes them to be lost and even to destroy themselves. Jesus Christ was like a candle giving out light. The candle burns. It is consumed by the effort to give out light. Jesus Christ was consumed by his effort to save the world. He died. There were a lot of people there that day who considered him a failure. His candle went out. Unlike any other candle and any other man, his light went out, and he died for the life of the world. It didn't look that way that day, but that's what happened there that day. Of all men who have ever lived, Jesus Christ did not have to die. His light could have gone on burning forever, but his candle was our candle. For our life, he gave his in all innocence, and he died, taking upon himself the sins of the world. He was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He died to light candles all over the world. God relighted that candle of his. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He came alive as anybody can be. Not only did he come alive, he is Lord. He has been given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue call him Lord. That Lord said to his men, people like us, for whom Christ died, "You are the light of the world." It's unbelievable and fantastic. Who can believe that the lives of people could be changed by one man with one event, and that event a cross? It does seem incredible, but it is true. He nailed to that cross of his everything that is against any one of us. No one listening to me today is excluded. No sin, no matter what darkness it has caused, remains unatoned for. He died for the sins of the world, and he is Lord. When Jesus says to his people, the ones who believe on him, who trust him and follow him, "You are the light of the world," he is saying something great. Life can be changed. Life can be beautiful. Darkness can be dispelled. The Lord of life gives light to the world through people who own up to the fact that they are his people. They don't have to brag about themselves. They don't have to go around parading their piety. They don't have to proclaim their own virtues. They don't do any of these things. They just pass on the light as he has told them to do. You are the light of the world. Pass it on. A couple of years ago, there was a big flood on the Mississippi River in the United States. Everybody knew it was coming because the tributaries were pouring a great volume of water into the Mississippi up in Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. They were also swelling the Missouri, a great river which joins the Mississippi at St. Louis, Missouri, from which this program originates. People were called into service all around St. Louis to save the city. Rows of people were formed. Sandbags were passed from one to the other. The word that night was, "Pass it on." Too many people think today that nothing can be done because things are so bad that nothing can be done. Don't you believe it? There's good news to save the world. It is the good news of God in Jesus Christ. He forgives the sins of people for the sake of Jesus Christ, who atoned for those sins. He gives faith and new heart to live a new life, a life filled with love, consideration, and forgiveness. Something like the love, consideration, and forgiveness God himself offers to the world in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's the light. It's the real light. Jesus Christ says so. Pass it on. You are the light of the world. In the face of a flood of anxiety, grief, despair, and death, men and women, Christians all, who have received the gift of life, are called to participate in a great effort to save the world. The word is, pass it on. I was told about a young boy who ran away from home. He lived in the suburbs of a great city, and the principal of his high school went down into the city to try to find the boy. He showed a picture of the boy to a policeman on the beat. The policeman only laughed. He looked at the picture and said, "Do you realize that in 1 month's time we have all kinds of youngsters that run away from home? The life of Christ is for that boy. It is also for his parents, overcome by anxiety, loneliness, and grief. At the long end of that tunnel, there's light. It is there because there are people who pass it on to neighbor and friend, to troubled family and runaway boy. The promise of forgiveness is for everyone. It's for everyone to hand on. Pass it on, my friend, the light of the world, to fathers and mothers and to sons and daughters. It's the only light our world really has. The light of forgiveness, love, and reconciliation in Jesus Christ. People all over the world are having a bad time. Millions of people do not know where to turn. They have no way out. Floods have come upon them, in spite of the fact that the modern world has led them to believe nothing like this could ever happen again. Some are without food and shelter. Others are without hope or help. People who never thought it would happen to them are having to suffer the indignity of having to ask for food to feed their families. Their shelves are empty. The bills cannot be paid. Is there any light for a world like that? Jesus Christ said, there is. He said to his people, rich and poor, it doesn't make any difference. You are the light of the world. There's hope and deliverance as long as Jesus Christ, the world's Lord, lives in the hearts of people, and his light shines forth through them to light the lives of others. People need to know, by the indignity of his crucifixion, he has redeemed all of life from its indignity and degradation. You don't have to have a bank account to be a son of God. All you need is faith in Jesus Christ. And you've got the light. The light of Christ is the light of the world. Now's the time to let the light shine. Pass it on with all the forgiveness and life there is in it. Pass it on with all the kindness and consideration there is in it. Pass it on with all the hope and help there is in it. You are the light of the world, said Jesus Christ. He did not mean his people to be anything else but light. One candle lights another. That's the way it works. It has always worked that way. That's the way it works today. Pass it on. Pass on what? Why, the light of the world. That's what. Someone told me about a young family with 7 children who were on their way to a happy, satisfying, fruitful life. They knew what they wanted to do, and they were doing it. One of the things they wanted to do was to pass on the light of Christ to others. Then the woman was struck down by illness. It was diagnosed as an incurable cancer. The whole world fell in for that family. At least it would have fallen in for most people. The young mother was in the hospital, and the 7 children were allowed to visit her. She didn't say anything dramatic to them, nothing that I can repeat to make a dramatic story. She just kept sharing with them, as she had always done, the light of Christ. Even though she had cancer, Christ was still Lord, and she could trust him that she would be all right. Her husband could trust him that he would be all right. The children could trust him that they would be all right. At her bedside, there was a peace that passes all understanding. The roommate of this woman was another young woman, divorced, alone, quite ill herself, never having visitors, and with no desire to live. This woman watched that family during those days, and she listened. She not only listened, she heard. She not only heard, she saw. What she saw was the light of the world. Without really knowing it, the young family was passing it on. That's the way it happens. It is happening that way today. As the song says, it only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up to its glowing. That's how it is with God's love once you've experienced it. You spread his love to everyone. You want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing. The flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love once you've experienced it. You want to sing. It's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I've found. You can depend on him. It matters not where you're bound. I shout it from the mountaintops. I want the world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. Pass on what? Why, the light of the world. That's what. He's the one who said, you are the light of the world. If you're not, you can be. You don't have to walk around in that darkness, which is of your own making. Don't misunderstand me. That darkness of yours is real. But you don't have to go on in that darkness. God is real, too. His love is real. His forgiveness is real. Whatever it is that haunts you, that's what he forgives. For you, Christ died. For that sin of yours, whatever it is, he took it into his own heart. He forgives. He is the light of the world. Turn to him and trust him. Accept his forgiveness. Accept the life he gives. Accept him. By the power of God's Spirit, accept him. By the power of God's Spirit, be a light yourself. The candle may be little, but the light it gives is the light of the world. Jesus Christ has got a promise for you. You are the light of the world. When John Wesley heard somebody reading Martin Luther's preface to the book of Romans one night at Aldersgate Chapel, it happened to him. He said, my heart was strangely warmed. It wasn't Martin Luther that did that. It was the Spirit of God making this promise come true. You are the light of the world. You, John, sitting there behind the wheel of your car. You, Henry, helping your wife with the dishes. You, Paul, fixing the lawnmower. You, Walt, helping somebody get his car started. You are the light of the world. You, Margaret, making the beds. You, Barbara, washing the dishes. You, Susan, teaching the children. You, Eunice, typing at your desk. You are the light of the world. It sounds a little funny, I know. But you can only be in one spot at a time. Wherever you are, Jesus Christ is Lord. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Let your light shine, my friend. Let it shine right where you are and pass it on. It only takes a spark to get a fire going. Pass it on. That's how it is with God's love once you've experienced it. You spread his love to everyone. You want to pass it on. That's how it is with God's love and his light. You want to pass it on. Amen.